The first episode of Drag Race Philippines, Slasion Royale, is out, and it is everything that we wanted versus the world.
This creator talks about Slasion Royale and how you should watch it. I totally agree. I love so many of the takes. I just want to kind of give some context as a half Filipino and American Drag Race fan. The Philippines is the capital of pageantry. Like, we treat Miss Universe like a sport. So the first challenge being a pageant is like the most quintessential Filipino thing that you could have these contestants do. Something so simple as Bernie saying, "Oh, I never felt any pressure," like that is from a famous Filipino pageant. And so much so that like pageantry is just in the DNA of the Philippines. So whether you're like, you know, a rice farmer or you live in Manila, like there's so many famous, you know, like, oh, just kids like turning, you know, looks in like banana leaves. So drag is such a natural progression. That's why like the Philippines is so good at drag and Drag Race. And very similarly, Thailand is the same thing. Thailand loves pageants and pageantry. It's like a national sport. And so to have like the Philippines and Thailand in the final two is so mirroring quintessentially of Filipino and Thai culture. And the reason why these Filipino queens are so like ready is because pageantry and Miss Universe is part of the DNA of the Philippines. Like, there's so many designers, the industry is already there for drag to happen. And because things are so much cheaper, like they can get these incredible, beautiful, tailored looks. Plus, of course, Filipinos love to sing and dance and just perform and be comedic. Like, if you love Arizona Brandy, like, Arizona Brandy is such quintessential, like, Filipino comedy. Kind of that audaciousness, that kind of flamboyance is what so many, like, Filipinos in comedy love. Like, if you haven't watched any of the Drag Race Philippines seasons, like, you're gonna be blown away by the fashion, by, like, the dancing talent, by the lip syncs. And I do feel bad for, like, the colony queens, as this person is saying, because it's just so much more expensive to do drag, A, in other countries, and B, like, yeah, like, US or UK imperialism, like, worked, and so a lot of these queens, like, don't have a connection to their homeland, because they were literally taken from their homelands, like these Vietnamese queens, or, you know, like, you have queens that don't have as much of a connection to their, you know, sense of self and who they are as an Asian person. Like, I think it would have been so amazing if that Belgique queen took like Aoyai material and made that outfit into that gorgeous like fitted Belgium, you know, attire. But like, of course, like sourcing the material, getting the right fit, like that would have been so expensive. And so it is interesting, you see like the effects of colonization and imperialism on both sides. Like the fact that like, you know, it's Tagalog and Filipino and English as like the national languages of the Philippines, how they're so adept at things, where like in Western Drag Race seasons, Asians are often used as like the butt of a joke, an early out, or someone just kind of like not really understanding themselves and trying to kind of find their purpose and way through an art form. Whereas Filipino and Thai queens, like, they get to live in a world where everyone looks like them, and they're getting to compete with the best of the best in this specific art form. And so I really feel for these kind of colony queens, for lack of a better term, because I'm sure, like, going to the Philippines and seeing this Thai queen as well just be so assured and understanding of both their culture and themselves, I think that might be intimidating. And I think the only queen that really is going to be able to stand up because of their kind of expertise in the area is Suki Doll. Like, because Suki Doll has really made it as a Canadian institution, I'm really excited to see what they're going to be able to do, how they're going to be able to kind of express themselves throughout the season through their fashion and through, like, their identity, which is, you know, quad. There's four parts of who they are. But if you haven't seen season 3 of Drag Race Philippines, it's incredible. First, second, second season also are great. I'm rooting for Arizona Brandy, and I'm rooting for anybody Filipino, honestly. So here we go.